Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What's happening, my good people? What's happening? Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute or another Tell It Tuesday. I don't care what you're calling it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl and ain't calling it garbage and trash. Hey, I'm happy and I'm excited. Now, if you're not having a good moment, a good time, I strongly encourage you to talk to God, because He is that one who can turn all of that stuff around for your good. Hey, I am telling you, I am living proof. He is that one. Now, let's go ahead and get on into this week's message. I was desperate. I was desperate and have been most of my adult life. Okay. I was having a conversation with my daughter over the past weekend. Shout out to my daughter. And we were talking about relationships. And she posed a question to me. She said, "Mom," or she asked, "Mom, have you ever been desperate?" And immediately, my response, I have been desperate, yes, for most of my adult life. Now, she laughed. And for me, it was an aha moment. I have been desperate. Now, at the time, I didn't realize that I was desperate. During my desperate years, I had no idea that's what was causing me to choose wrong. That what was causing me to choose the deadbeats and to not care and worry about myself. It was desperation. And so, since I have come to that aha moment, I want to talk to you all about your aha moment. Especially for my younger audience who listens to this podcast faithfully. Even the new people, I want to thank you for being here. Whether you're new or not, this goes to all of you. I want you right now, here and now, to look at your situation when it comes to relationships and say, "Hey, am I desperate?" Lord knows Yolanda Randolph was. Use me as an example to pull yourself out of a desperation so that you don't go through the hell and the burn and the ache that I've been through. Now, I'm not saying that just because you have an aha moment that you won't go through hell and fire and burn. That's not what I'm saying, because you're going to go through those things. It's this thing we call life. But you can minimize the hurt, the anger, the hell, the pain that you feel in relationships. If you realize right now that you may be, or you realize that you are in a desperation situation in your life. My good queen and king, hello fellas. I know that you are here, and thank you so much for joining your girl. If you find yourself in a situation where each and every time, now, this is going to require you to sit back and do some work. It's going to require you to do some thinking. If you find yourself, after you have sat back and thought about this thing, that you have been in deadbeat relationships, dead-end relationships, relationship that goes nowhere, where that person is using you, or you always seem to get the short end of the stick, I want you to ask yourself, am I in a desperate situation? If the answer is yes, and you have to be honest with yourself, okay? There's no lying. Just like I told my daughter, yes, baby, your mother has been desperate for most of her adult life. You're going to have to be honest. In order for you to fix situations and fix problems, you have to begin to be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, when you get done pondering, you ask yourself, am I desperate? What do I do to remove myself out of this desperation? Okay. This is when the real work begins. This, some say, may be the hardest times. When you have come to that realization and you get tired, that's another thing. There's another thing that I gotta say real quick. My good people, if you are trying to force someone, a friend, a loved one, your child, anybody, out of a situation that you see that they're going in, it is not going to necessarily work until they get tired. They, my good queen, my good king, they have to be tired of going through the hell, the burn, the fire, and the ache. They have to be tired of it. You do not have the power to push anybody. Now, you can motivate, as what I say that I do up here on this podcast. Okay? You can motivate. You can inspire and encourage. But until that person or you yourself, queen or king, gets tired, then nothing is going to go down. Nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to happen. So I want you to save your breath. Be there for your friends. Be a listening ear. And that's all you can do until they get tired. Offer some motivation. But listen, ain't no forcing nobody out of nothing. They have to be ready and willing to do it on their own themselves. With God, of course. But here on earth, themselves. Okay, so I just had to throw that in there. It's been plenty of times people try to tell me and I wasn't listening because I was in my desperate mode, desperate situations, desperate life, that kind of stuff. Well, that rings true. Okay. Now that I'm older, I'm no longer in that desperation spot. I can spot things a mile away when someone is forcing themselves into a desperation situation because, hey, they are tired. They are sick of sitting around on their own or whatever have you, whatever their issue is. But hey, all I can do is just motivate, encourage, and inspire. Okay. So that's just a little tidbit for my good people who try to tell people what to do. Try to force people out of stuff. You ain't got that power, okay? So put all the focus on you. All right? That's just a little tidbit of information. But back to the message at hand. I want you to get out of the habit right now before it goes further. And then you find yourself later on in life saying how much time you have wasted. And speaking of time, let's get our minds out of the fact that we have spent years with someone. If they mean you no good, then it's time to say deuces. I don't care how long you've been in that relationship. You don't want to waste your time. Well, how about this? Would you like to waste more of your time on a dead-end relationship, a deadbeat, a relationship? Maybe perhaps that person isn't a deadbeat, but the relationship ain't going nowhere because perhaps you two are not equally yoked. Is Yolanda speaking today? Perhaps you two don't belong together. Perhaps that person is not meant for you, but you continue to stay on and hang on because you have been with that person for years and you feel as if you are wasting your time when you decide to say deuces. And then now you're looking back, oh, I have wasted 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 perhaps with this person. Now, what do I do? Well, let me tell you what you do. Okay, this is coming from speaking from personal experience. It does not matter how long you stay with someone. If you are not fulfilled and you are not happy, and you know, I'm not talking about the forcing yourself to be happy. You know deep down inside that you are unhappy. It's time to say deuces. Do you know that when we hold ourselves in desperation and desperate situations, that sometimes we got that person who God has for us and who is right for us that's hanging around the corner waiting for you to make the right decision? They're there a lot of the times, but they can't get to you if you are continuing to hold on to dead weight. So I want to encourage you to let go of some dead weight. Y'all know that I say this all the time up here on this podcast and other platforms. You must let go of the dead weight in order to get the good stuff. You ever heard the saying that if you're holding on to junk and junk cars in your driveway, how can you put in another car, your luxury car, your car that you've been having your eye on, the reliable car? It's the same thing with relationships and doomed, failed relationships. If you are holding on to that desperate moment, time and all of this stuff, how can you bring that person who means you well into your life if that person that means you no good at all is still stuck in your orbit? We got to get in the mindset of thinking about ourselves. If you were the deadbeat, that's exactly what he or she is doing. The deadbeat focuses on themselves. Now, if your person is not a deadbeat, because not everybody is a deadbeat, sometimes a relationship just don't work, okay? If you find yourself in that situation, it's the same thing. You have to think about self. Well, Yolanda, how come you saying that you have to be selfish when relationships are give and take? Yes, relationships are give and take. If you are the only one giving and that person is taking, then it means you no good. Now, if y'all working together, that's a different story. Okay, there's other ways around that. But I'm talking about when stuff ain't working out right. When you're in desperate times and desperation moments in your life. This is what Yolanda Randolph is talking about. Not when the person is doing the give and take. Okay? My whole goal is to encourage and inspire. To move you out of bad situations. Period. And Yolanda Randolph loves her some you. This is why sometimes I can come off a little harsh. Because I truly do love you. I love my audience dearly. And because I made these mistakes and sitting in these desperation situations and being desperate in life, I want to encourage as many people as I possibly can, men and women, despite what some may think. I ain't no basher of men. Some think that, but that is not true. Okay. I want to encourage you to move yourself because you are loved, you are worthy, and you most certainly matter. Your life matters. Your happiness matters. Removing yourself out of desperate situations matter. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I am happy and I am excited. Now, a brand new story releasing in May. We are less than 1 month out. The Women of Shaw's Place. I'm telling you, get ready to clutch those imaginary pearls. That book is a mess. Excuse me. Novel is a messy mess. Okay. Get ready to clutch them pearls. It will go on sale May 14th. I am super, super excited about it. Like I said before, it comes with the drama and it comes with the mess. Okay. So be ready. If you have not read any of my stories, you can find all of them wherever you get your favorite stories, okay? Most popular is Amazon. So feel free to go and check them out, okay? Jump into the drama and jump into the mess so that you can be abreast to what you're finna get into with this new story, okay? All right. If you have not done so, I invite you to follow me on social media at Instagram at YYolanda Randolph and Facebook at Yolanda Randolph Publications. I would love to have you. Nothing but good vibes and motivation. Okay. All right. Ain't no messy over there. The only messiness that I give out is in my stories. Okay. Other than that, it's an overall good time. I think so. Okay. All right. If you feel inclined, leave your girl a line over on Yolanda Randolph Publications at gmail.com. All right. So I would love to hear from you there as well. Okay. All right. So that's it for this week. I was desperate. I sure was. Most of my adult life. Praise the Lord that I am no longer desperate now, Avery, and anybody just can't make their way on into my life. Okay, I want you to feel, think, live, and breathe the same way. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.